Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. I'm a relationship coach, but I started out as a life coach because I knew that there were just a lot of things in life that people wanted to learn more about. Being in the health industry, well, the mental health industry, which psychology, psychiatry, counseling, okay, they're all kind of focusing on getting your brain healthy and right. But I knew that I didn't agree with a lot of the advice and the counsel that was being given to people. They just wanted to improve the quality of their life. So about 22 years ago, I was watching a show and I heard the coach, a life coach, as a title, a job title for someone who was being interviewed on a television talk show. And I thought, wow, wait a minute, a coach. I like the sound of that. Well, I listened kind of to what they did, and it was just maybe a subdued version of counseling. But what is a coach? I actually talked to my husband and kids about it. I said, think about this. This is about having strategy and equipment to score. That means win, potentially win in the game of life. Okay, see, now this I can agree to, this I can sign up for, because people do want advice. And you know what? Going to counselors, no, therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists as a young girl, all I knew was that they were going to label me and try to pump me full of drugs. And I felt bad about myself. No, you know what? I'm going to have a game plan for people and actually answer their questions with an answer, not another rhetorical question. And I'm just going to get straight to the point, not distract them with all of the other sub issues that were attached to their original question. Yeah, okay. So this was fun. And I only had clients for a few months at a time, which kind of annoyed my family at first because it wasn't making a whole lot of money. But when people saw that, yeah, they just had a very pointed question, they wanted a very specific answer, and they wanted the equipment and the strategy to put that good information to good, successful use, they would tell people about it. Yeah, but okay, then the industry said that you're not legitimate unless you write a book. Okay, I can write a book, published a book. And then someone said to me, but you know what? You are trying to save the world one person at a time. That's like trying to save the Titanic with a teaspoon. You need to go worldwide. So I said, all right, let's do this. Media, television, radio. I found BBS, and that's when I knew. I met the owner of the station. Yeah, quality people. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So now I have a very loyal following. I have a good listener base. People want to learn good, constructive, productive information that they can put to immediate, tangible use. And then they said, no, you need to find a niche. You have to have a specialty. So you know what? I saw after about 15 years of doing this that most people, even when they came to me for help and advice about their life, the common element, the common factor in the inhibition of their performance or the compromised quality of their performance was about their relationships. Yeah, they had maybe someone they were working with or someone they were related to or someone that they loved very dearly who was inhibiting or undermining something in that process of progress. So I just thought, yeah, you know what? I'm going to help people get together and synergize. Okay, so now synergy, what is that? Well, if you Google it, it says the interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or other agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. So quantitatively, if you're just talking about numbers, pick two numbers, I like 7 and 3, that means that when they come together, they don't add up to 10. They don't even multiply to 21. They can be up to 343 if they're 7 to the 3rd power. Okay, or 3 to the 7th power, that's 2,187. Whoa, wait a minute here. We're just talking about maybe two individuals. When they synchronize and synergize, they can empower each other to be successful. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get together. Let's encourage and facilitate each other When we're in a situation, we can say, look, what needs to be done? Who's better at performing that particular task? But if one person gets to actually do the activity, the other person can enable, they can support, they can facilitate the person in their success. Think about this now, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know that your power with 2 and 4 over other people, that has a large capacity to do an infinite number of things? You just have to get together. Okay, so conceptually, everyone can understand that. Logistically, okay, we can discuss it all day long. But pragmatically in life, when we come together with other people, what does that look like? What does that sound like? It's about making sure we get together. So now when I'm talking about different activities, which I will be talking about in the show today, it's really about having the same goal, having the same focus as the other person, so that the activity that you're doing with them is contributing to that progress. Now, a couple of principles that I teach my clients the first one is there's no neutral energy. You are either positive or you're negative when you get together with other people. You have a good or a bad effect on not just what they do, but how they think and how they feel. Okay, then there's no inertia. You are either moving towards someone or you're moving away from them. Or if you synchronize, you synergize, you're moving with them. And are you moving towards or away from something with that person? Okay, so if you know now that what you do with someone is going to have a positive or a negative effect, but in order for that to happen, you have to unite with them. Are you willing and are you ready to do the work that goes into combining forces, uniting with other people? Okay, I want to tell you guys a story. Today, the show, usually I ask people to call in and ask questions or send me an email to pose the question if you don't necessarily want to go on a live broadcast. But today I'm going to be talking about a project, a personal project that I took on 4 years ago when I went to a hotel in Phoenix, because I lived in Seattle at the time, to get some work done. I went to the hotel room and said, okay, so this is my name. This is my confirmation number. They said, oh no, it was canceled. You don't have a room tonight. I said, what are you talking about? I didn't cancel anything. Well, beautiful technology that we love, right? To hate. Yeah, apparently something glitched in the system and I was officially on the street that night. Okay, well, Phoenix isn't the worst city in the world, but it's certainly not safe for a woman who is, yeah, I'm actually kind of attractive. So I know that there's going to be a lot of men looking at me, but I also have a condition. I have epilepsy. So I do need to be in a safe, dry, warm, or in the summer, cool place. So I pulled out my phone and said, okay, no, you know what? I missed the check-in time for these other places. I'm trying to reserve. I'm trying to find something. No. Okay, look, there's a shelter. Okay, I don't know that. That sounds okay. It's a shelter, right? That means safe. So it's good. Let me look a little bit into this. I'm getting kind of nervous and uncomfortable. But hey, you know what? Again, that's better than nothing. It's better than on the street. So I called my husband and kids and said, okay, so just to let you know, I'm not going to be in the hotel. I can't charge my phone. I'm just going to turn my phone off for tonight. And I'll tell you, you know, when I get to where I'm going. I didn't say shelter because I didn't want to freak them out. I'll let you know. I'll give you a call. Okay. That was the beginning of the next 4 years of a story that I'm going to tell you right when we come back. My name is Gabrielle Cardona. This is The Power of Synergy on my favorite station, BBS. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy. Okay, so let's think about this now. I was tired. I was a little irritated. I was kind of scared. Honestly, I was a little worried about going to a shelter because that could be a good thing or a bad thing. Okay, so I found the address and it's kind of in a creepy alley. It's really dark, but okay, the building doesn't look too bad. Oh, actually, it's really dirty. It's kind of gross. But you know what? That's just the outside, right? That's Phoenix on 12th Avenue and Jefferson. Okay, yep, that's just the neighborhood. So again, stay calm. We don't know. Okay, I try to open the door because there's lights on, but there's no windows in the building. So I try to pull the door open. Nope, nothing. So I knock on the door. I hear something. Someone coming to the door. Oh, it's a security guard. Oh, thank God. Then a security guard is definitely going to help me, right? What do you want? I said, I think I need to stay in a shelter. Can you give me some information? Just a minute. And they slammed the door. And I said, okay. But you know what? Again, that's just a security guard. That's not the staff. That's not going to determine how well I'm taken care of. No, I mean, they're not going to take care of me. It's just a place to sleep. There you go. Okay. Don't have any standard. So then they open the door back up again. Come in, sit down. And I sat down in a chair. Apparently there were several rows of chairs with several people who were there before me. There's staff. There's three different people, women behind the counter, and they are ignoring the people sitting in chairs. And then when they talk to each other, wow, they have really bad language and attitude problems. And people are coming up to the desk and they're actually being confrontational and condescending to the people. And so I stood in line because I thought, well, he told me to sit down. Then should I wait for them to call me? But they don't have my name. How are they going to know who I am? Okay, so I went up to the counter and said, look, I just need a bed tonight. What do I do? You have to fill out the paperwork. Oh my God, these women were just as bad as a security guard. So no, it's only 12:30. It's okay. But you guys, I'm epileptic. I really do need to sleep. Fill out the paperwork. Okay. So I filled out the paperwork. Now wait. Oh, so all of these people are waiting for something to just manifest, or they're going to be told when is there space? Or you know what? I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm going to fill out the paperwork. Yeah, so I ended up getting a bed at around 3:45, and it was in a place called Overflow. Well, overflow, flowing, that's a good thing. That's an abundance. Yeah, no, you're on the ground on a very thin mattress, pseudo mattress, like a cross between what you would use camping and at a gym in an exercise class. Okay, because it looks a little soft and maybe squishy, but nope, that's the outside. The inside, it's actually very flat. Okay, and it's on the ground. Oh, and you don't get blankets, you just get a sheet. Okay, the sheet's very thin. Now, keep in mind, this is in November. Now, in November, in Phoenix, it can get pretty cold overnight, the desert. Yes, in the summer, during the day, it can be very hot. Desert in the winter overnight is very cold. Okay, so it was literally in what looked like a gymnasium with offices in it. What? Okay, but you know what? I'm going to sleep. I'm going to rest. This is going to be good. This is going to be fine. Okay. So then I get about 2.5 hours of sleep. No, actually, I'm looking at the clock. 5 o'clock. Get up. Everybody, get up. And I said, whoa. Okay. I'm getting up. Yeah, apparently the security guards are the ones screaming at the people to get the hell out because they're apparently going to use the building and the offices for the companies. Oh, okay, good. Well, there's companies here. They actually help people who are homeless. That's great. Okay, so, oh God, but I have to tell my husband. Okay, he's not going to like the fact that I was sleeping in a place like this, but you know what? I won't tell him the details. Okay, so I find out that day after telling him, honey, don't worry about it. I got some sleep. I can't lie to him because he can tell when I'm lying. So I didn't say good sleep. I just said some. And as I looked into the program and saw that there were actually 9 different businesses in this particular facility that offered a variety of different services and products and opportunities. Yeah, but you know what? The staff and the security, they are all jerks. And a lot of the things that are afforded and they are accessible and available in these programs, they're never actually utilized by the people that stay there because of the way the system is set up. Oh my God. And you know what I thought? I'm not homeless. I can easily get another hotel room. So I did. And I came back the next day as a homeless person, right? Just in disguise. And I said, hey, you know what? I'm homeless. I want to be part of your program. Why don't you go ahead and show me what this is about and what I need to do, all that good stuff. And I found out over the next 48 hours doing exactly what they said, exactly in the way that they said it, that the people here are tortured and abused and deprived. I actually took a close look at everything from the bathrooms and showers to the beds and eating facilities, gross. They were unsanitary. The showers actually had blood and vomit and excrement and urine all in piles around the showers, the actual heads, which were in a circle, and there was no hot water. And again, you're not allowed to have blankets or pillows, and the towels that they give you are disgusting. Okay. And then I saw the attitudes of the security guards with the staff, even the dynamics between the two authority figures were very toxic. So all of the residents, a lot of them had mental illnesses. They had definite problems that were never addressed. And they knew that if they reached out for help, they would be abused. They would be demeaned. They would be insulted, minimized, even laughed at and made fun of. And I said, whoa, okay, first of all, now I want to coach these people that live here because they need help from someone like me more than the people that I currently coach. And they have absolutely no money, so they can't afford it at all. Telling my husband that I wanted to help the people here. Okay. Mostly he lets me do what I want for my business, but he had an opinion. And I said, but sweetie, you don't understand. This is a big situation and I need to create positive energy for these people. And I need to make changes in this place because it's heinous. Even my kid said, Mom, you're not going to be able to truly change this. You're wasting your time. It's an exercise in futility. I said, oh, really? Well, we'll just see about that now, won't we? When we come back, I'll tell you exactly what I did and how I did it and why I did it based on the principles of what I teach my clients, the synergy that is power. My name is Gabrielle Cardona. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. Now, when we're talking about what power we have with people, that can also mean over people. Now, the place that I had gone to 4 years ago for the first time was completely toxic. It was heinous. It was horrifying. It really was depressing for the people that lived there because they didn't see any way out. There was no recourse. When they were being tortured and abused, there was no policy or procedure that protected them from that kind of treatment. What would happen when staff would do things like that? How bad did it actually get? Well, I signed up and I wanted to know policies and procedures. Well, I found out that, you know what, staff, that's different from security. So when staff was doing something inappropriate, security wasn't going to get involved. And when security was literally breaking the law, well, staff didn't care. It wasn't their job to take care of you. What are you talking about? Okay, calm down. Now I teach my clients and my listeners, right? When they actually just want to know information, I tell them it's not about cause and effect. It's about the source of the cause that produced the effect. And I like to use acronyms. So the one that I like to use is TIPS. I give my clients and my followers and my listeners and my viewers tips. TIPS. There's the topic, there's the issue, but then there's the problem. That's the only way you can find the solution. Okay, so if we're talking about what's the source of the cause that's producing this effect, let's go all the way down to the very fundamental base of how this happened in the first place. Okay, actually, I discovered something. There was a potential option for people, and there was a method of recourse for them. It was called a grievance. It's a formal complaint that you can fill out. It's just a paper. It's just a piece of paper. But it asked you a series of questions, and it did afford you the opportunity to explain not only what happened, but why you had a problem with it. Okay, so I decided I was going to fill out a grievance because I didn't like the fact the security guard was treating me like crap and being verbally abusive. I explained that I had seizures. They actually put me in front of the door, kept the door open all night with only a sheet, dropped down to about 40 degrees, and I had two seizures. Okay, so I said, yeah, that's officially a formal complaint. I'm writing that down. And then I went, wait a minute, you know what? I'm just going to write down every single complaint I have. Guess how many? Ladies and gentlemen, let's say the first, 3-4 days I was there, I complained about everything from the policies and procedures, i.e. lack thereof, the sanitation conditions, the behavior and treatment of the residents as well as the staff. Okay, guess. You want 54 grievances. Okay, yeah, that meant there was a lot of things that I was not only dissatisfied with, but I actually knew was a problem that needed to be resolved. But the grievance was just about the topic of the circumstances that were immediately in front of me. Well, what was the issue? The issue is one of four things that I always say are the source, right, of the problem. There's ignorance, indifference, impotence, or incompetence. Now, what we're talking about when I said there was, feces and urine and blood. And okay, yeah, all that good stuff going on in the showers. Oh, right, there was vomit too. Okay, so that was the topic. The issue was that the people working there were indifferent. The problem was that no one had a policy to solve it. So I knew that these grievances were going to be the only way the higher ups would be motivated to actually solve the problem. Nobody was filling out grievances. I actually was talking to the other residents when I told my husband, look, I got to live here. I got to live the lifestyle so that I can do an investigation while I'm coaching these people. How many people living here actually ever filled out grievances? I said to these people, why aren't you doing anything about this? You have a voice. Express yourself. Speak out. And they said, because we're wasting our time. It's an exercise in futility. Not only do they not care, okay, that's the indifference, but they don't know how to fix it. Okay, that's ignorance. Then there's impotence because there's the, well, it's not my job. And then there's incompetence because you know what? Even when it was their job, they were not performing up to the level, the quality performance that they were under obligation to perform at. Now, okay, now let me just step back again here. I'm not officially homeless. I'm just doing this because I want to help the people. But what bothered me most was when I was talking to people, even people who were not in the shelter, they were saying things like, well, you know what? The people that are there are there because they don't care and they don't want to make their life better. You helping them is an exercise in futility. You are wasting your time, first of all, because you're not getting any money. Second, because the problem is too big for you as one person to solve. You have to get politically active in order for anything to come to fruition. And you know what? The bottom line, that abuse and that torture and neglect, the homeless people really like that. They don't want any help. What? What are you talking about? I could not believe that when I reached out to the general population and said, hey, there are different ways that you could help me make the books, right? Because I have special workbooks and homemade books, not publishing it. I didn't need a contract. Just help me get these produced or tell other people what I'm going to be talking about on my radio show. Because a couple times a year, I would in fact put it as a topic on my show. People just literally said, we're not going to waste our time on something that is an exercise in futility. Okay, so we'll just see about that now, won't we? I'm going to teach the people here about the four I's: ignorance, indifference, impotence, and incompetence. Find out as the topic, issue, problem, what would be the best solution to each situation when we have that understanding of the substantive problem, the source of the cause of the effect. Okay, now see what I basically said to people. You know what? I'm going to ignore you because I know for a fact that I can help individual people. And that meant that if I got individual people into a higher quality state, then they could synchronize, then by extension, synergize, they could have a positive effect. Again, I'm going to remind you guys of my formula. Yeah, you know what? Or the principles of it. There's no neutral energy and there's no inertia. When we come back, I'll get into more specific detail about those principles. But think about what you believe about the homeless. How common is that belief that people were expressing to me? This is The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a life and relationship coach. But yeah, I'm a writer and I have a radio show. I'm a teacher. But you know what? Now I can honestly say I'm also an investigator. I went through the program and I said, you know what? I'm homeless. What resources do you guys offer to people? Okay, aside from torturing and neglecting and abusing the residents as they're trying to go through your program, let's say they actually do put up with that mistreatment and comply with all of your policies and procedures to get access to the community resources that apparently the population wants to offer, but has no faith whatsoever in the homeless to manifest, right? Those results to actually succeed in life. Okay, so yeah, there were a lot of different programs in this place. For housing, for work, for health, for money management. Okay, let's do this. I went through each of the different companies and their programs and policies and procedures. I quickly learned that the reason why a lot of these homeless were never getting into a better situation was because it was almost deliberately set up to prevent that from happening. So when the people in the general population said to me, why are you coaching the homeless? They like being sick and homeless and suffering and miserable and failing. Okay, well, maybe they thought that because the people who were living there had been there for 15 to 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 90-day program that they offer the opportunity to get housing and work and good health care. Okay, so basically you can get out of it, get out of the shelter and out of that system. No, yeah, it actually, the times that I got the job, the way they said, in the place that they said, compliant with the program, policy and procedures, I then made too much money to qualify for the housing opportunities that were extended. Okay, but you know what? The house is more important than the job because I can get a job anywhere, anytime. So let's go through the housing. Okay, but you had to fill out certain paperwork. You have to go through certain activities. Oh, we forgot to tell you about that activity. So now not only do I not have a job, but I don't have that housing program. Okay. So again, my husband and kids are saying, what the hell are you doing there? I said, okay. So just as a side thought, there are about 500 people on the list that technically live here, but spend most of the nights on the street. I'm coaching them. I'm teaching them about focus and about discipline and about confidence. And some of them are actually getting out of this place. And their response is always, yeah. And you know what better things you could be doing with your time, what more valuable things you could be doing with your time, more productive things. I said, no, actually, to me, being productive is about teaching these people how to fill out a grievance, not just complaining about what's going on, but actually take proactive, positive action, make changes. Oh my God, you don't actually think you're going to make any changes. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this was November of 2021, the first time I went there. Halfway through 2022, I had made changes. The grievances that I had filed, I went to the higher-ups of the higher staff, and I said, you know what? I happen to have a radio station, and now I know who you are, and I know your policies and procedures, and I know who your boss is. I got their names because I did a little bit of investigation. Are you going to solve these problems or not? I loved wielding that kind of power. Yeah, it was power. But I had the versatility to say I have different options and I have different venues that I can take advantage of, tools and resources. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Ooh, see, now I was using intimidation, not threats per se. Well, yeah, okay, technically they were threats. But that was what I had to do to get things done. And the people living there watched me. So more of them wanted my coaching. And then they said, okay, well, maybe we'll do these grievance things too, because it worked. When I gave them that encouragement and that facilitation and that support, I said, okay, so technically I do have a life. I do have a family. I do have a career. But you know what? I'm going to come back here in a couple months and I'm going to check up on you. Well, they all knew I was full of it. I was blowing smoke. I have a life that's more important than them. So they knew I wasn't going to come back. And that was okay with them because the changes that I had made up to that point were enough for them. It inspired them and it motivated them because their emotional energy and their mental fortitude and their physical strength had all been exponentially improved. So when I went home and I told my husband, yeah, okay, so I'm going to go back in a couple months. His response was also, yeah. So anyway, what do you want for dinner tonight? Okay. So you know what? I went back in a couple of months. Actually, I think it was 7 months. And when I walked back onto the campus, half the staff was furious because they hated me. But about a third of the population that was there that met me the first time I showed up were blown away. They could not believe that, oh, I meant it. Not only did I say what I meant, but I meant what I said. Did I actually care about them personally? No, it's just because of the job that I'm doing. I'm just doing it for my job. Yeah, because I have a radio show and I write books. So I'm probably going to write a book about them and I'm going to make $1 million. And I said, no, I want to know how you're doing. And are these jerks getting their heads out of their butts? Are they actually making changes to the 50 grievances, 50 plus grievances that I filed? And are you guys for filing your grievances? And they almost looked confused. When I asked them that, they said, are you for real? Yeah, when we come back, I'm going to explain to you what I explained to them about being the genuine article with the positive energy to create the synergy that is power in an amazing way. This is BBS Radio, and I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach, a writer, a teacher. But you know what? I'm also a human. I'm a person with feelings and thoughts, and I care about people. And I know and I teach people that when you have personal power and you genuinely care about something, your ability to synergize with people, to synchronize with people, means you have the capacity to do amazing things. You know what? Yeah, a lot of people wrote off what I did and they questioned my intention and they judged my motives. It didn't matter what I was saying or what I was doing. They didn't trust people. That's what it was. So I approached it from the perspective of art. Let's turn this into an art. Again, I got to do the ART. I really like these word games that I play with myself to help me remember ART. That was appreciation, respect, and trust. That's an acronym. You know what? Appreciation and respect and trust. Okay, so wait a minute. Now, if the residents here are suffering because they don't trust the motives and intentions of the staff, that means they have no respect for them. And that's why they're never going to appreciate them. Okay, so wait a minute. Now, should I start teaching the residents that, yes, again, still homeless and jobless, they're not paying me anything. Should I teach them about appreciation, respect, and trust? Or should I actually go to the source of the problem, which is, you know what, the staff. They are really the toxic ones. They are the abusive ones. They are the reason why the people living there have no appreciation or respect or trust. Okay. So I did actually, with the grievances that I filed, I took it to the next level. And I said to these companies, because there's, like I said, there was a number of different companies, but CAS and HSC, Human Services Campus, were the ones basically that were the source of most of these problems in the different businesses. And so I said, look, I think the biggest problem is that security guards, they are sick on some kind of power rush high, and they end up undermining the few good employees that are in these different businesses, that are in these different companies, that some of them actually do care. They're not ignorant. They're not indifferent. They're not impotent. They're not incompetent. You know what? The security guards, their very abusive, toxic approach to management. It was just a matter of keeping people safe and secure. People felt even less secure with these jerks around. And they knew the security guards, there were two of them. There was Delta and there was Trident. They knew that they could get away with all kinds of horrible things. Okay, so let's figure out how we can make this actually... got it. I did some research. Arizona law, ARS 13-2904, Article A3, disorderly conduct. Do you know that's a misdemeanor? Saying and doing things that could potentially result in a crime being committed. Do you know how many crimes are committed on that campus every single day, multiple times a day? Because again, security does not wield its power in an effective way. And staff just basically says, well, you know what? They're a separate company. So it's an exercise in futility to try to take any kind of action to fix the problem. So what I said, individually, I went to different security guards and I said, so what you just did with this particular resident actually is ARS 13-2904, Article A3, but you know what? You are not law enforcement, so you don't know. Go ahead and take a look at that. And I have many witnesses here. I believe there were 7 observing you do this horribly heinous act. I know it's only a misdemeanor and you'll probably only be in jail for a little while, but hey, the best part, you will not be a security guard here anymore. And I walked away and the residents were like, wow, that was kind of awesome. And I said, you know what, bitch, you can do this with me. Do you want to do this with me? Ladies and gentlemen, I got some good, positive energy and I've got some good emotional inspiration that I can share with people, that I give to them just by being with them, being around them when they see that I get things done, but not in a negative way. Most of the time, there was screaming, there was swearing, there were threats, there was violence. I said, no, you guys, I'm teaching you how to have personal confidence, but also trust each other, respect and appreciate your roommates, right? That way you're getting that fortitude, emotional and mental fortitude. That's going to be the source of your energy to take this security problem. Just, you know what? Just rip it to shreds. We are going to change the security system and we're going to do it together and we're not going to do more damage in the process. Proactive and successful, supportive, facilitating each other. We synergize. Do you want to know what happened? When we come back after this break, I'm going to tell you guys what happened. And it's actually a really exciting story because it's a status update. When we come right back, I'll tell you what transpired with the security guards at Cass Homeless Shelter in Phoenix, Arizona. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach, a writer, a performer. Yeah, I'm a teacher. I'm all kinds of fun things for my clients, with my clients. When I went to a homeless shelter 4 years ago, I was horrified. It was absolutely heinous. The conditions, the living conditions, the safety was not there. The torture and abuse was horrible. It was scary. The services were very low quality. And I told the people that I work with, I kept going back every 6 to 8 months to tell the people that I was helping there, the residents, yeah, we're going to fix this problem. There were 54 grievances that I filed. I was teaching the residents how to file grievances. I was giving them free life coaching. I was giving them books. I was giving them the classes that they wanted at the library. But more importantly, I was teaching them how to manage the problems without losing control, without losing faith, without becoming destructive. Because the minute that they misbehaved, the staff could say, see, now you deserve to be tortured and abused. Okay, so yeah, I think the security guards were the worst part of it because they would just absolutely Pink Floyd the wall abuse the residents there, and the staff didn't care. So Delta and Trident were actually two different security guards companies. They had two different systems. So I said, you know what? We got to expose these guys. I did tell the general population about it, but I had the residents file grievances to let the higher ups, not just the people that they submitted the grievances to, that was usually staff like secretaries and administration. They knew, the residents knew that most of the time those grievances were just torn up. Okay, so status. Now there are two completely new security systems, right? Guards, companies. You know what? When the residents now want to talk to someone, the security guards listen. And you know what? When staff ignores them, we're still working on that. The security guards will ask them what they need, and then they'll actually do it. Not only do they care about what the people living there are experiencing, they genuinely try to provide what those residents need. Now, okay, look, yes, it did take a couple of years, I think total from beginning to end, about 3 years to replace both of the security companies. But you know what? Was it worth it? A lot of people told me I was just wasting my time and I was being naive and I was, yeah, kind of making a fool out of myself because, again, one person cannot do amazing things. I would have to get politically active, or I would have to go into media and do some kind of massive exposure, and that would take time and money. No, what I told people was, when I got people to synchronize, the residents actually get together, then they were able to synergize. They created power for each other, with each other, and they could give the support and encouragement and facilitation because they got to know each other. They didn't have to be suspicious and defensive and paranoid about the person laying, well, maybe not even laying down, sitting next to them, because they were all sitting on the ground outside. They ran them out of the building at 5 a.m. and they were sitting next to each other. They didn't even know each other's names. Once they got that synergy and they got that positive energy, and I taught them the good, specific, detailed information, yeah, they took action and they made the change that of most important was the people that were there to protect them. Now, not only do they protect them, but they encourage them and they support them and they facilitate them. When the staff does things that are inappropriate and they undermine the health and well-being of the residents, the security guards, literally side by side with the residents, say to the staff, what's going on here and what do we need to do to fix it? Okay, so what I decided was I was going to give the residents at CAS and Overflow, okay, the two different departments of a multifaceted campus, the chance to not only say to my listeners what they've actually received, what they've learned, how they've improved, but what they still genuinely need. Because if I tell them that I have followers and connections on LinkedIn and I have a listener loyal base from BBS, they believe, they trust that it's not going to be an exercise in futility to tell the world their personal story, not only of what's going wrong, but what's going right and how the world can then support to encourage and facilitate even greater changes. When I come right back, I'll tell you about what I'm going to talk about next week and how to reach out to me if you want to be part of the show. This is BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona from Power of Synergy. So the power of synergy on BBS. Today I was talking about how completely horrible a situation in a homeless shelter in Phoenix was the first time I went there, but it's getting better now. The staff actually has improved because the different people at what was at first the Human Services campus is now Keys to Change. I've spoken to different employees and they're willing to let me give my classes, my information to the residents who genuinely want to get better, creating support groups. They actually have karaoke now on the women's, well, I guess the men's side, but women are more into it, of CAS once a week, and they have a good time. There's a TV and there's a room where you can sit and eat, and it's actually, they have a microwave and a refrigerator. They never had any of that before. And I said, look, you know what? I really want the people that live here to talk about how things have improved, but also how they can still stand to improve if we get the community together to unite and synchronize and synergize. They don't need a lot of things. Granted, there are going to be people who don't believe that I've actually made a difference, but the residents do. And some of the residents don't want to get better. Yes, I have absolutely accepted the fact that what people have is a preconceived notion that the homeless love being miserable and they love being homeless and they don't want to improve their life. Okay, so let's just say that's true of about 90% of the people that live there. What about the other 10% that do want to get better and they have done the work and they are making the improvements? Yeah, there's still a lot of improvement that needs to be made. But again, as long as there is the cooperation and the edification that's building up, the fortification, that strengthening of the people not only that live there, but the people that don't live there who are supporting them and saying, what is it that you genuinely need that's going to make your life better, that will ultimately contribute to the well-being of society as a whole? Okay, maybe it's not a waste of time. And maybe the times that I've gone back, I think in the last 4 years, I've gone maybe a total of 9 times to check up on them, to give them the coaching, to help get the grievances resolved. Yeah. So I've told them they can go ahead and be interviewed on the show with their peers, right, in the room, or I can do it personally, individually with them. You know what? They actually do want to be as a group because the different programs and the different activities that they have, they're starting to trust and respect and appreciate. They like each other now. And I'm really excited about the fact that many of them are willing to tell the story, not only the bad that still needs to be improved, but the good that has come to fruition as a result of the time that I took, the energy that I spent, the resources. Yeah, when I made the books for them, I made it with my own money. Yeah, my family had an opinion about that too. But I continuously said to them, look at who I am and how I am when I'm done doing this. Yeah, and my connections on LinkedIn, I'm part of 36 different groups. I'm going to tell my groups about it and say, hey, there's over 2 million people here. If you're not part of the solution, you're perpetuating the problem. The residents there know that. If you want to know more about it, they're going to be on the air live with me next week telling their stories. I invite all of my listeners and my followers and my connections to be a part of that. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. My website is life-synergy-coaching.com. The email address, if you want to send me, actually, I had some technical difficulties. So you can send your questions or comments to synergyrelationshipcoaching@gmail.com. Same time, same place next week is Gabrielle Cardona on BBS Radio.